We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need when you need them at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 5/31. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Trial of Donna Adelson, it's not all that far off, and lots of questions still are out there into the ether of how much did Donna play a role in this? How much did she know? Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast, Defense Diaries. It's time to talk Adelson's again. Obviously, Charlie convicted last year. Donna's coming here. What's your thoughts as we get closer to her getting her trial date?
It's going to be a fascinating trial. I mean, because one of the things we just learned is that they are transporting Charlie. He's going to be testifying on behalf of the state. So I don't know if that's like we just found that out. So that's like, what's he going to say? You know, I mean, is he going to be like Wendy? You know, like they could never get Wendy to crack, and they've put her on in every single trial. And I'm assuming they're going to put her on again, you know, but it's going to be a banger. It's going to be a really fascinating trial, because the things that we saw about Donna coming through, especially in Charlie's trial with respect to, you know, I mean, they have her pegged as the money woman,
mm-hmm.
You know, she's the one who was, you know, supplying the cash. You know, that would have been supplying the cash that would have gone to Dan, you know, when they were trying to buy him off to allow the kids to move down there. Like she was the one, you know, like they have her pegged as the puppet master, even though I still think that it was Wendy that was the true puppet master. But again, in any case, whether or not you're able to get a conviction all depends on what evidence you have. You know, and it's like Charlie was so sloppy that they ended up getting plenty of evidence against him. I don't know how much they're going to have against Donna, but, you know, and it depends on what Charlie's going to say. You know, I mean, who knows, man?
If Charlie's testifying on the part of the state, does that necessarily mean that he's flipping on Donna, his mom, or it's just you're going to be testifying? You don't really have much of a choice in this.
It doesn't. It, like, they could have subpoenaed him. and said that we're putting you on to testify. Georgia probably just wants to put him to it. Mm-hmm. Just wants to ask questions that he's not going to be able to answer. Mm-hmm. I don't think Charlie's going in. I don't think he's turned state's evidence because there's no benefit to him at this mm-hmm. point. You know, yeah. what are they going to do? Reduce the sentence some? I mean, there's no benefit to Charlie throwing his mother under the bus. So I have a sneaking suspicion that Kappelman just wants to get him on the stand and have him try to answer questions that she knows he's not going to be able to answer as to Donna's involvement in this whole thing, is what I'm guessing.
If Wendy is the puppet master in all this, like you said, you think she might be, why no charges as of yet? Are they just letting her hang out in the wind? I would think by this point, they've unturned a lot of stones in this. And if there was something to charge her with, wouldn't they have done it by now?
You would think, but that the one thing that tells you is lack of evidence.
Yeah.
You know, they don't need to wait for each domino to fall to charge Wendy, mm-hmm. especially when Georgia knows that Ruth, you know, Dan's mother is fighting desperately to get the boys, mm-hmm. you know, into her custody, or, you know, where she's the guardian of the yeah. boys, because she's not even able to see her grandchildren.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got this family that where now one of the family members is convicted of, you know, killing of having a hand in killing Doug and, or I'm sorry, Dan. And you've got, see, I had Doug on the brain from Benefield, but you've got, you know, this situation where like everything is kind of like coming together as to everybody else, but it just tells me that they don't have what they need to get her. You know what I mean? Cause you have the thing where she drives by the neighborhood mm-hmm. By happenstance. I was on my way to get alcohol, but I just happened to take a different route than I would normally take. That seems to be a little bit longer of a route to that liquor store. And she just happens to cruise by right after the shooting has taken mm-hmm. place. It's, you know, I mean, it certainly seems very suspicious. Is that enough to get her on though? You know, yeah. So maybe the feeling of the prosecution is that, all right, what we're going to have to do is that we do have to wait for each domino to fall. We're going to put away each and every one of these family members so that it seems completely implausible to any jury that Wendy Adelson wasn't behind all of this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We've proven now that every other single family member had a hand in this.
Yeah.
And you're going to sit there as a jury and you're going to think that the mother of the two children didn't have a hand in it.
Yeah.
Come on. You know what I mean? Like, that can be a way to kind of make up for a lack of substantial evidence in the case. That's the only thing I could think of.
It's a hard one. I mean, it does very much seem like an enmeshed family where, you know, everybody's kind of doing the bidding of each other, and the end goal in a enmeshed family is to do whatever is the best interest of the family, not a single individual. And obviously we have Charlie, we got Donna, we got everybody kind of playing those sort of roles. So I guess, is it that, does Wendy know what they were going to do, or does Wendy just know her family? And at the end of the day, her family's going to do what they think is best. And she knew what they thought was best, even if it wasn't what she thought was best, and just kind of felt helpless to do anything. Whether or not in reality she was, I mean, she has free will. She could have done something. But did she just stand on the wayside and let the family do what they were going to do?
Yeah, I mean, if she's got knowledge, she's got culpability, though. You know what I mean?
But if she doesn't have knowledge, just knows that they have these feelings, that they don't like him, and that they're capable of doing something, but maybe they will, maybe they won't. It'd be very different if she knew the actual, that they were planning on killing him. But
knowing that your family doesn't like your ex because he's blocking the ability to be able to have the kids down where they all want to be living down mm-hmm. in Florida is a far cry from like knowing that they're plotting to murder.
Sure.
Him.
Completely. You know what completely. I mean? But that's it's what I'm wondering. Did she know that?
What I mean. If she did, she's culpable. The problem for the state is, how do you prove it?
True.
How do you prove that she had the knowledge? That's what I'm saying. That's what I think that they're missing. That one missing piece to that critical missing piece to the puzzle for them in terms of getting her arrested and convicted. Because look, they can certainly arrest her. You know, I think there's certainly enough there to arrest her the question becomes, is there enough to convict her? And that's why I'm saying, I think that the domino theory, it may be strategically what the state is thinking is the best approach to it. Like, look, we've just got to get all of these people convicted, and then we're going to have to leave it to the jury to just use their common sense and come to the understanding that this was a family thing. This was a family decision that they were all doing it at the behest of one another. You know, ultimately, like you said, they are an enmeshed family. They just are, like, they work as a family unit. It's almost like the mafia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, very much.
They've got that vibe. You know, you never go against the family.
Very much.
You know, it's like, it's that vibe. Yeah. So I don't know, man. Like, I would be shocked if she's not arrested and tried ultimately.
Do you think we would see that before Donna goes to trial, or is that something that just as Donna got arrested right after Charlie, it's just kind of like, okay, check that box, on to the next?
Well, like, I mean, remember, they were definitely hot to arrest her, but Donna really facilitated it by the jail calls and fleeing the country.
Yes.
You know, those two things, like, that expedited the whole process for the state with respect to Donna. You know, the question is, do they go after, what's Donna's husband's name? Harvey?
Harvey. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do they go after Harvey next with the whole birthday gift thing? Oh, we're getting you the greatest birthday gift of all time. You know, your grandkids are coming to live with us. You know, I mean, it's just hard to know, because it's like, again, with Charlie, you had some pretty powerful forensic evidence, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and you had the relationship with him and Katie that was critical, you know, to being able to tie things together. Where you don't have those same relationships, you're not going to be able to have Katie get in there and testify to the same types of things as to Donna or to Harvey or to Wendy, mm-hmm. you know, that she was able to testify to, you know, as to Charlie and with either of the actual hitmen either. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you have both these guys coming in, they had contact with Charlie. None of them had any kind of real contact with Donna, Harvey, or Wendy. So, like, those factors are missing, you know what I mean, from the case. And those were very, very helpful in terms of getting Charlie convicted, because, again, you know, in a circumstantial case, you're having to put the, you know, like, lawyers always love to use that puzzle analogy, the jigsaw puzzle, you know, but it's true. We use it because it's a very accurate way to where, you know, you're always going to have missing pieces in a circumstantial case, but if you step far enough back and look at it, can you see the full picture?
Sure.
Despite the missing pieces. And, you know, with Charlie, you were certainly able to, you know, with the rest of them, I mean, I guess it's yet to be seen. And, you know, I mean, being able to use convicted family members and forcing them in to testify is a pretty helpful tool, you know, because, like, Charlie's not going to be prepped. Mm-hmm. Like when they call him on direct, you know, they're not going to be saying, okay, this is what we're going to ask you. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you a bunch of time to try to prep an answer. Like, it's going to basically be a hostile witness situation where she's trying to catch him in lies.
Yeah.
Direct examination. It's going to be wild.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details. Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need, when you need them, at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.